Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. An annual tradition celebrating the bounty of California is in full swing this month. The California State Fair has called CalExpo in Sacramento home for more than 50 years. From rides to music, juggernaut food like corn dogs, including some California beer and wine, there is a lot to choose from. Darla Givens is with the California State Fair and Food Festival, which runs through July 30th. Good morning, Darla.
Good morning, Vicky. Thanks so much for having us this morning.
Thanks for taking the time. A very, very busy time for you. What is the theme of this year's State Fair?
The theme this year is Summer is Here, and is the biggest kickoff to summer. 17 days of family-friendly fun, lots of activities. And yes, we know it's hot in July, but we got you covered with some cooling stations and also our air-conditioned buildings with all of the exhibits that we can go into in just a bit.
Yeah, I don't think we have to go that too far in hindsight to be like Sunday was a record-setting temperature day for Sacramento, and Saturday really didn't offer much relief, and Friday was like at or flirting with 100 degrees, I think, and that was your opening weekend. What was the attendance like?
You know what? We had our rushes during the morning, and then again in the evening, we would see people migrating into the buildings. I'd go out on the grounds, and I'm like, wait, where is everybody? And then I'd go inside to find a cinnamon roll, and I'm like, oh, here's everyone. So people are planning and preparing for that heat. They'll come in the morning, they'll go inside the buildings when it starts getting warm, and then they'll start migrating back out. And then also last night, it looked as if I went out there at around 7 o'clock in the evening because folks were coming for the concert. There was a line down the main loop waiting for people to get in. So last night was a cool evening and it was packed. Mm.
Is there a reason why the State Fair is usually this time of year? Because this isn't the first time I've talked to the State Fair about, you know, the summer heat.
Unfortunately, it doesn't matter right now any time that we have the fair in the summer because of our changing climate. It's hot no matter what. I even looked at temperatures last year in August because, you know, initially the State Fair would start weeks before the Labor Day weekend. And I checked last year just to see how temperatures were in August. It was just as hot in August as it was in July. And what happened when we changed the time frame of the California State Fair, I want to say at least 12 years ago or so, schools were going year round. And with schools going year round, it impacted them being able to show at their county fairs and then eventually coming here to the California State Fair to show their market priced animals. And that's why the fair was started years ago, is to show the new products in agriculture and technology. And it has just advanced and grown over the years.
Yeah, there are a lot of logistics outside of just the State Fair that are involved in this.
And it also has to do with the racing schedule as well. But as you know, because of the temperatures last weekend, we made the call based on our state veterinarian to suspend racing for last weekend. And this weekend, of course, we're paying attention to the temperatures and we'll guide that, get a guide from the veterinarian once again, as if we're going to continue with racing this weekend or suspend it. So we'll definitely keep everyone posted on that.
When it comes to admission, I believe the standard admission is $14, and that could add up for a family. What does the $14 admission get you?
Well, it's actually $16. $16, it gets you an entire day of fun. And once you get inside, there are free things that you can participate in. For example, we have our Taster's Row. You can get samples from our commercial award-winning olive oils and cheeses. And we have walnuts. We have produce that's grown right here in the California region, especially the Central Valley area, which is, you know, one of the farm capitals of the world. So we do have free samplings. We have Upper Crust Bakery. They're out of Davis, and they come in and they bake fresh bread every morning. And so you go into the California building, it's like, oh, wow, what is that fragrance? So they also have samplings of their bread as well. And not to mention the entertainment. We have 7 stages located across the fairgrounds, and all of that entertainment is free. In addition to those stage acts, we have singers, we have dancers, we have community performers who come and show their talents off. And we have grounds acts that walk around the grounds and entertain folks, including, say, the strolling pianos. We have 2 pianos that are playing and strolling along the fairground. So there's lots to do. And considering we're open during the week from 11 to 10, where else can you go for 12, 13 hours and enjoy all of this entertainment?
Given that there's just so much to do and it's such a large place, that can be kind of overwhelming for a family or a person. What do you recommend are the best deals or ways that people and families can cut costs when they're spending the day at the fair?
So there's a couple of things that you can do. Come on particular days. On Mondays, we have Smud Giving Mondays. We just had it this past weekend. And if you bring in 5 canned good items or non-perishable items, you can get into the California State Fair and Food Festival for free. And it's a win-win situation. You're bringing in some non-perishables, and that's going to help another family with the Elk Grove Food Bank. Because unfortunately, during the summer months, you know, people are on vacations, they're not thinking about giving. And that's when we see our food banks in the area have a depletion in their donations. So this is a way that we can invite our community to help out and come inside the fair and have a great time, but help families as well. And then on Tuesdays, and we have another Smut Giving Money coming up next Monday on July 24th. It's each Monday of the fair. On Tuesdays, we have our Kids Day. That's where children 12 and under get into the fair for free. And we also have $2 rides for everyone. So you go map out which rides you want to ride, get the amount of tickets that you need, and have at it. Lots of fun across the area. And then next Thursday, we have our Military Veterans and First Responders Appreciation Day. Any military veteran or first responder with a valid ID will get into the California State Fair and Food Festival for free. And we have special programs set up on that day as well.
Well, thank you so much, Darla. You gave us a brief itinerary for all the stuff that's happening at the State Fair. Darla Givens is with the California State Fair and Food Festival. It runs through July 30th, so you have plenty of time to check out the State Fair. And that is it for Insight today. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.